Mosquitoes. This time of year, they're everywhere. Your house, your yard, your car, and now your radio. She whispered in my ear, "You're so sweet." I didn't know what she meant until she kissed my cheek. Mosquito. These mosquitoes are two New Yorkers and a Brazilian who blend indie pop with bossa nova. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
They say sparks fly when two people are attracted to each other. When Juju Stolbach first met Chris Root, balloons popped, literally. A mutual friend of theirs was making a film and asked if they'd be willing to help.
It was a student film. I was like, oh, God, another one of those. And he's like, yeah, it's about this woman who likes to make bubbles and this guy that likes to pop them. And I was like, oh, God, here we go.
But Juju agreed. On the set, she met Chris Root.
For the shot, they needed a couple hundred balloons blowed up, so I was going to do that.
Chris Root is in Japan right now, touring with his other band, AM60. He says in between blowing up balloons, he heard someone singing.
Quem vê assim pensa que você é quase minha filha, mas na verdade você é bem mais minha mãe.
I was like, wow, you know, that was kind of cool. And then she came down and she was in this dress for the movie that was like really beautiful. And I was just really blown away by her. And I kept popping the balloons because I wasn't paying attention to blowing them up.
Flustered as Chris Root was, he got it together enough to give Juju a CD of his band AM60.
I think I found the answer in your smile. Don't go.
Juju took the CD with her to Rio to visit her dad.
And then I heard and I loved it, so I sent him a postcard and say, your music's really beautiful. So he calls me a week later and says, so I'm going to go down there, we'll make a CD together. And I was like, yeah, your cycle. I got to hang up the phone now, I'm going to go.
Before long, Chris Root was on an airplane headed for Rio.
And I'm waiting for him in the airport going, maybe he's a cycle, maybe he's really coming here to kill me. I don't know this man, I met him once. I'm in the airport in Rio waiting for this guy that wants to make a what with me?
A CD, and that's what they did. These two people, who barely knew each other, went to the beach every day and wrote songs. One of them, called Boombox, is about an American who sticks out like a sore thumb on the beach at Ipanema.
Ele bebe cafezinho na praia, desceu violão do boombox.
The beach is a little different in Ipanema than it is anywhere else in the world. Everybody's super tan, super fit, in G-strings, and I definitely stuck out.
He was different than everybody that was there. He was like super white, and you know, he's got the guitar, the boombox, the beach chair, and he wanted to drink coffee on the beach, you know, and people don't do that down there. So boombox kind of came from that. It's like he's so not like everybody else that nobody even cares.
He's so far out, he fits right in. He's so far out that he fits right in. Super shooby.
Chris Root seems to look at just about everything through the prism of relationships. His budding relationship with Juju provided not only a writing partner, but material for new songs. And he was even pondering the troubles he was having with his girlfriend back in New York as he was fighting off a mosquito in Rio.
One night I got totally attacked by this mosquito. And I would wake up and turn the light on and try and find it, and it was hiding from me. And so I woke up in the morning real early, and I just sat there and started strumming. And that one just came out.
She's always around, singing a favorite song. Why can't we just get along? Baby, 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 can't you see? You call love a sucking the life out of me. Mosquito.
As soon as he came back from Brazil, it was obvious that we had something pretty special.
John Marshall Smith, one of Chris Root's longtime friends and musical collaborators, has worked with dozens of musicians in New York, including the late Joey Ramone. Smith says he thought Chris's impulsive trip to Brazil was nuts, but he liked what he heard and agreed to join the band. He played drums, sang backup, and mixed the songs in his home studio. Smith brought many influences to the Mosquitoes, including Eddie Layton, the organist for the New York Yankees.
I was trying to rip off his sound with a lot of what I do with Mosquitoes. I don't think I succeeded, but as a source of inspiration, it was good.
When Juju returned to New York, she teamed up again with Chris Root and now John Marshall Smith to finish the Mosquito CD. They began playing at small clubs around Manhattan and signed with an independent record label. Juju says she and Chris just clicked, and making music together was easy. They captured one of her favorite moments in Brazil, watching the sunset on the beach.
Chris was sitting on the rock and he was telling me how he would like our music to sound. And he said, if you could imagine the sound of that, of the sun diving into the ocean, that's how I would like the CD to sound. And I was like, that's a beautiful line right there. So the first line is, the sound of the sun as it sinks on the ocean. It was just there. It was not, you know, we were just thinking about what was going on.
The sound of the sun as it sinks on the ocean.
As Louis is dancing, that you see.
The Mosquitoes' first CD was released this week, and a couple of tunes have already gotten some attention. Mosquito is used on MTV's Real World, and Boombox is being used in a commercial for Bailey's Irish Cream. Juju says they don't drink that on the beach in Brazil either. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
This is Weekend Edition, directed by Sarah Byer, Skintastic Kelly, and produced by Ed McNulty, Julia Holmes-Bailey, Janaea Williams, Carrie Thompson, Andy Lyman, Alexander Poulos, Darcy Bacon, and Bridget McCarthy, with editing help from Janet Domowitz and Deirdre Skanky. The technical director is Burr Khan, so ably assisted by Ted Mebane, Stacey Abbott, and Johnny Vince Evans. Our librarians are Key Maleski and Alphonse Vinn. The senior editor is Gwendolyn Tompkins, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition Saturday is Peter Breslow. Also, happy wedding bells to our own Charlie Mayer and his bride-to-be, Rachel Hennigan, who embark on marital bliss tomorrow. I'm Linda Wertheimer.